picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
All right, Kathy, if you talk for me first.
What Feeling Good looks like is Empower Plus Q96.
Excellent. John, if you would talk for me.
Yes, this is John Pettit, retired, Colonel John Pettit, retired from the United States Army, served in Joint Operations Command in Iraq with officers from other countries.
Great, super. Just wanted to test the volume there. All right. We are ready to go, so just take a deep breath, and here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Positive Living Vibrations with your host, Sarah Troy, and my guest today, Kathy Miguel and Colonel John Pettit. We're going to be talking today about really the crisis that is happening with the soldiers that are returning home. They've gone out there to give their lives to fight for a war that, no matter what you're politically or your points of view on, this isn't about that. This is about the soldier that returns. Throughout history, we have seen young men and women being celebrated going to war to fight for their countries, to fight for freedom. But I have not ever really witnessed anything of when the soldier comes home. They don't seem to be the heroes anymore. They survived. They're broken. They're in need of being replenished. They're in need of reevaluating their lives, things that they've seen, things that they've had to do, things that they had to become. And they come back to their lives. They can never go back to the way it was before. It's a different world for them now, and many of them suffer from some form of mental stress, and many, many, and far too many are taking their lives. They are sometimes unable to work, maybe even homeless, and most certainly are forgotten. Our two guests today are on a campaign to make sure they're not forgotten. One, Kathy Miguel, is there out making sure that they have the nutrients that they need in the Q96 formula for the mental capacity in order to help them get themselves back in kind of some control of their own lives. It's a wonderful nutrient that gets delivered right into the brain, and it helps equalize and balance you and overcomes the stress, the post-traumatic stress, the any other mental disorders that can be developed. And the soldiers are most certainly benefiting greatly from this. And Colonel John Pettit, who is actually retired, knows the need of a soldier and what they need into getting their lives back in some form of control. One moment they're celebrated heroes, they're out there putting their lives on the line, and they come back and they seem to be forgotten. They're in trouble and they need our help and support. So the background, well, Kathy has been kind of around the military for quite some time. Through 2006 to 10, she was elected the president of the Everett Navy League, something that really is a labor of love for her. She fundraises for them. She helps Navy families. And her latest involvement with the military is very exciting, on a very different path. She has decided, it was introduced to the micronutrient, that's the Q96, that restores tens of thousands of people's lives suffering from any mild or severe stress, depression, to ADHD. And believe me, I've suffered from the stress and the depression, and I know how crippling it is, and this formula has helped me considerably. She is on that campaign to help people, you know, overcome this disorder through these nutrients. And her campaign is to help those soldiers that have come back, because she knows exactly what they're into. Colonel Pettit, whose daughter is in law, was suffering from a severe case of anxiety and also depression. And, you know, she took this nutrient, and over a three-week period, he noticed an amazing recovery in her. And so then it became something that the veterans needed. How can we help the veterans get their lives back? And, you know, heal their mind wounds. Everybody talks about the physical wound, but nobody talks about the mind wounds. And this is really what has to be healed in order for them to find where they belong in their lives now. So let's go straight into the subject. Welcome to the show, Kathy and Colonel John Petit.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a very strong topic. Welcome. I'm going to call you Colonel John, if that's okay with you, so we're not too far.
Yeah.
And welcome to the show. And, you know, I commend you for both of you of what you're doing. As I said, we just, it's so heartbreaking to see so many soldiers return, you know, from the battlefield and feel that they're coming home to another, you know, battlefront. And so many we're seeing committing suicide because they just can't overcome, you know, everything that they've kind of brought back with them in the stress. And first, Kathy, I'm going to talk to you about, you know, the Q96 formula. As I said, I can most certainly speak for it. I was turned on to it by one of our hosts, Suma Nathan, and it has done wonders for me. I won't go without it. I haven't had a panic attack or an anxiety attack since I've been on it. Depression isn't anywhere near my door, and it just gives me a wonderful sense of equilibrium and able to cope with life. And I can imagine with the soldiers, this is something they desperately need in order to bring back that balance in their life so they can start thinking clearly about where they want to go now. Can you speak more to that?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is when they come back from their deployments and they seem to be all right. I mean, their bodies are intact. Mm-hmm. However, so many of them are really suffering these mind wounds, whether mm-hmm. it be anxiety or anger or whatever the case may be. And so through my involvement with Empower Plus Q96, I became very educated on the different aspects of how this is working for people. And for our audience, I think it would be a good idea to just touch on some of the things that gives the background to this product and why it's working. First of all, it truly is a breakthrough in brain health. And, you know, you can talk about nutrition, but there's never been a product ever that's had more research done behind it than Empower Plus Q96. We actually have 25 clinical studies. And by this time next year, we'll actually have 35 clinical studies. These are studies that have been done at 15 different universities, including Harvard. These are independent studies, which are very, very important. And there's been over $25 million in outside research. It's got an 18-year track record, so you're not dealing with something that just was developed yesterday. They've got a track record that has shown that this is working for people all around the world. There's been over 5 million bottles sold. And the most important thing is this is all natural. This is just vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. The thing that makes this so powerful has to do with the science behind it and the way that it's actually delivered into the body. So, you know, there's just some amazing stories that have happened. And I think that one of the things that can really touch people is when you start sharing the stories of the results that people are having. And I would love to bring John in at this time, Colonel John, so that, you know, he watched his daughter-in-law, and she was suffering, and I was working with her very closely for almost 3 weeks. And she would call me in just desperate need, and she said, am I ever going to get better? And her anxiety was so bad that every muscle in her body was shaking, and she hadn't slept in like days when we first started. And, you know, it was very painful to see her going through this. And she was working with Micronutrient Support, which is our support group, which walks people through the transitions that they need to make through getting off of prescription drugs. If they're currently on psychotropic drugs, they help transition them on to the Empower Plus. I felt she just needed that extra help. Well, little did I know that Colonel John was watching her very closely and was very excited to see that she was getting better. And what I'd like to do is, John, I'd love for you to share how this impressed you and how you decided that you needed this and you were going to give this a try.
Well, when you see, you know, your family members and those closest to you struggle, and they're trying to work through the typical medical community for assistance and get help to take away some of the symptoms and some of the pressures they're going through, difficulties, and they go that route, and the medical community comes back and says, well, there's nothing we can do for you except basically put you on the fifth floor and overdose you with drugs and put you into some kind of a coma of narcotics, to control the symptoms. It's nice when our daughter-in-law, along with soldiers too, there's lots of stories there, but decided to take a look at this product, this 296 natural product, which we didn't have much of a background. We trusted you, Kathy, and what you said, and what you were, the testimonies you were sharing with us. And so she took your call, and you began to work with her and to kind of, you know, walk step for step through this valley of, you know, clouds and darkness and feelings of despair, and then each day, every day after starting to take these nutritionals, to see, you know, a little more light come, and then 2 to 3 weeks we begin to get our daughter-in-law back to full health with the 5 kids and all the basketball tournaments and games and running kids to school and laundry stacked high and just everything that goes on with a big fast-moving family. It's really nice to see it happen. These products were taking effect and happening in our immediate world. It's one thing to hear about testimonials some other place far away, but it's really nice when you know firsthand you get to witness the changes and the correction of the mind and the moods, and the spirit of the person begins to calm down and come back to us. So like we would say, the old Melissa was now coming back, and instead of this new one that had developed through, you know, anxiety and so forth. So we got to see firsthand how this product works, kind of in an emergency, severe way.
And, you know, that's always the best testimony, isn't it? When, you know, the proof is in the pudding, and if it's not you actually taking it and knowing the difference, it's seeing it in someone that you really care for and you feel that, you know, what can you do for them? Despair is one of those things that really consumes people, and you can't explain it. You know, well, how are you feeling? What can I do for you? And a person who's in despair can't tell you. They're just, you know, in that despair where it's so crippling, and there aren't any answers when you're in that. And to be able to come out of that and, you know, live a life where you're just, you know, stuff is going to happen. As you said, that laundry's still going to be piled high. There's still going to be the tournaments, but you can cope with it. You know, as Suminathan was saying, who is our holistic host here on PLV Radio, she said the beauty of this product is it's so utterly simple. The ingredients are so utterly simple. It's the formation that they've done in the delivery and the way it delivers straight into, you know, to the blood brain. And it gets right in there. I felt a difference in 4 days. This isn't something that people have to wait weeks or months for. It is a matter of days before you start feeling a difference. So we really can get in there and start helping people far quicker. As you said, though, Kathy, with people that have been, that are on other different type of drugs, I know that there is kind of that balance of transition that they have to go through, and they need somebody to guide them through that.
Yes, and we definitely have a wonderful group of individuals that have been doing this for over 18 years. And so they know every drug that's out there. They know every side effect. They know the difficulties that they may find as they transition off of the drugs. because it isn't the Empower Plus Q90 giving them the symptoms. It's actually these drugs have powerful side effects. And when you start to get off of them, the withdrawals can be just staggeringly bad. You know, if you just cold turkey.
Especially Prozac. I've actually known three people to commit suicide coming off Prozac cold turkey. And it's a very dangerous drug.
It's very, very dangerous. And to cover briefly, the reason this is so effective is, one of the reasons is because of our nano chelation. This product is actually chelated for 96 hours. It undergoes four different steps. And so what it does is it actually pulverizes it to a nano state and allows this then be attracted to the amino acids that are in it, so the uptake is almost immediate, and it is so small that it can pass the blood barrier and deliver the nutrition to the brain. You know, it's like, I always like to give a picture of somebody's brain. Let's pretend that it's a spark plug. Well, we all know that if we don't have the right formula of gas and oil and everything else, for those spark plugs to have the fuel to spark, your car is not going to run.
Right.
Your brain is different. If those minerals are not available and the other nutrients for your brain to function properly, you're going to have side effects. You're going to have issues with your brain, whether it's your memory or it's your ability to cope, your ability to stay calm, your ability to have clarity, to have recall. I mean, there's so many aspects of this, and it's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard for people to grasp and believe that nutrition could actually make this difference. But you know, Tony Stephan, he always has said, you know, if we wait 10 years, he said, what they're going to say about mental illness is that it was nothing more or less than a micronutrient deficiency, just like scurvy or rickets.
Yes. I interviewed Tony, you know, it's, I always love the how things come about or the why, and it always is, you know, it comes through necessity, doesn't it? And it's through his own wife committing suicide, and he had two children with bipolar, and it was desperation and a conversation with his friend, and you know, accepting something that could be completely off the wall and going, we've got nothing to lose here. And then here we are today, as you say, 20-something years on, countless lives changed. And now with a particular nutrient that's been accepted by the psychiatry world in many, many places as the answer to something they have not been able to answer all of these years. You know, the brain is the mechanical. You know, it's the car engine. And if that engine is not producing properly, the rest of the car isn't going to go. The mind isn't going to work if the brain mechanical isn't functioning properly. And, you know, the mind has an ability to heal itself so beautifully if the mechanical side of it is working to optimum.
Absolutely. And one of the other things that I think was key in our military involvement with the Empower Plus Q96 was because I'd worked with the military and been so close to what was going on with our troops as they were coming home and seeing the suicide in them.
Yes.
And it just,
awful.
The anguish that was going on. I knew as an individual that the military kind of, you know, they believe each other and they trust in each other, but when you have an outsider come in to try and tell them that something is going to help them, sometimes you reach a wall of skepticism, and you kind of have to earn your stripes, I say.
Yeah.
So when I found out that John was a colonel retired in the Army and also was a chaplain, I knew that he knew exactly how I was feeling about our wonderful boys and girls that are out there. I say boys and girls because I have such a heart for them. I can't explain it, but, you know, they're why I have my freedom. And that is so crucial to me. So I knew that if I could get John to try this, because John was suffering with the results of his war experience, and I'll let him share that with you. But I knew that if it came from John to the military after he saw what it could do for him, that we would be on a road of healing for them. So, John, would you share real quickly your experiences and how you started sharing this with the military?
I think that, you know, we have some friends, mutual friends, that introduced us to make contact with Kathy, and that moved recently to Nashville. And they mentioned to me this product and that what Kathy was doing with our military. Of course, they were aware of my military background, and they felt like it would be good for me to, or for us, for my wife and I, Linda and I, to make contact with Kathy and to get introduced to the Q96 family and community and listen to the testimonials. And so that's kind of how it started with us. It's word of mouth. And because some of the challenges that I faced and I still deal with, you know, sleep and, you know, anxieties and have intrusive thoughts and sleep disorders, major sleep disorders, and just some of the other physical things that were going on when I came back with a good, strong case of diabetes, and which my mother and father were not diabetics, and so I just kind of came back with all these other issues that had developed in me while I was in Iraq. And I was, even though I was a task force commander and working with in my position with a large staff and have troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, I got to see firsthand, you know, challenges each and every day with casualties almost every single day in my line of work. So bringing those combat experiences home and then talking to troops by the hundreds over the last, you know, 12 years and as recent as yesterday, talking to a soldier that, with some very strong combat-related stresses. He decided to try these products a few weeks ago, and now he's going to start ordering them and using them in for he and his son. So I guess for me, what I needed was something that was non-narcotic, because when I left the military, they subscribed to me 18 different prescriptions to take every day.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
And so that was pretty difficult to see a list of prescriptions, of 18 different prescriptions to take a day. And I brought that list home and I showed it to my wife, and, you know, she was appalled.
Yeah.
You know, and at the same time, one of the nurses was telling me that, sir, don't take more than 9 prescriptions a day. It could kill you.
Yeah.
So I was prescribed 18. So I was looking for another way. So we had some other natural products we were taking, having some success with. But when Q was offered for me to try and to see if there would be any alleviation of some of my symptoms and to begin to take the edge off of some of the work stresses that I was carrying each day, and I found in a few days' time, I really started to work on me. It's helped smooth. I use the term when I'm talking to other soldiers because I know what they have. They have the same ones of same kind of feelings at times that I do, kind of up and down in your emotion and your deep inside, not always showing it, but that's how you feel. You're racing up and you're racing down, you're racing up and you're racing down. And then you hear things on the news and so forth that bring you right back to, the combat zones in that particular city and flashbacks and some of the different episodes that you experienced over there. So for me, the results were just a few days, and now I'm up to taking 8 of these pills a day, and they're really helping me in the area. Not everything is 100% where I want to be. But I am seeing success, and so that's all I could ask for, because I think it will take a period of time for me to reach my goals.
Well, the whole thing, too, is that, you know, 18 prescriptions. I mean, you know, they're constantly telling you don't mix drugs together. There has to be, out of 18 of those, conflict on many, many levels. And, you know, I feel that, you know, psychiatry, I actually did a show with a psychotherapist the other day who's saying that she's changed her whole pattern now to sacral therapy. You know, one that really encompasses the soul and the spirit, and not just the clinical mind. And they say that's where, you know, psychology and psychotherapy has missed the gate, because they're treating everything so mechanically, and they're not treating things, you know, organically or with the mind or, you know, the heart and the soul of it. And when a soldier comes back, you know, the a lot of that damage is on the sacral side of it. You know, the heart, what it's had to endure.
Well, it's very complex.
Yeah.
It's very complex for the soldier, because you come home and actually there's two wars going on.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the war that you were in Afghanistan or Iraq, and now you pick up stuff from there and you have a war going on inside the individual.
Yes.
And then for so many of these soldiers coming home, and then they come home and to sometimes it was a surprise, or to their dismay, they come home to a broken home. Wife is gone, children problems. Massive changes have taken place back at home. Sometimes they've come home to an empty house. So there's many things facing, or some of these soldiers are finding out that they're getting out of the military early, and yet they have years and years of more enlistment time to serve, but because of the cutbacks in the military. So they're coming home with these military wounds. They've got the wounds inside their mind, and some of the physical wounds. And then they're coming home to be pushed into this medical system, which is a terrible system in many aspects. And some of it, you've even heard about it on the news with the medical facilities there that are not taking care of the troops. And I won't get into all that now, but. And then the soldier, the poor soldier, military person, is coming home and then going through this medical board process, oftentimes, medical issues. And then also they're going to be forced to leave the military with no job on top of that.
Yes.
So, I mean, you start adding three or four major things, changes in a person's life, it's pretty hard to cope.
You know, and one moment they're being celebrated, you know, in the uniform, going out there, you know, to fight for their country and for that freedom. And then come back, it's almost like they're an embarrassment and discarded. It's like the Vietnam War all over again. And, you know, we didn't seem to learn from there. You know, and it's, you know, we've got to stop looking at people as disposable for a start. And, you know, and understand that if somebody's going to go into battle, be it physical or mental, they're going to come back with battle scars. And, you know, that's when our arms should be open even further to embracing them into that adjustment. You know, how many soldiers do you know that still are in combat mind? You know, and they come back here and it's like, now you're meant to just go back to exactly what you did before and think the way you did before, live your life the way you did before, and you can't. You've seen too much, you've done too much, you're a different person. And it's they need that transition into life and what it means to them now. And the first step, of course, is, you know, quietening the mind, you know, feeding the brain and allowing them to get to a point where they actually can start paying attention to their thoughts without their thoughts being so contaminating towards them. So, you know, I commend both of you for the work that you're doing on, you know, on behalf of the soldiers. I wish it was being taken up more worldwide, and hopefully we can get this campaign going, that it will be. You know, the Q96, as you've said, John, it works so quickly. Obviously, depending on what people are dealing with, the length of time it's going to take to truly completely transition things, or whether there's going to be some memories that are never going to be forgotten. The whole thing is they won't cripple you or consume you as they did before. You know, that now whatever does come up, you can deal with, because you are more in that equilibrium now to understand it's a memory, it's something that, you know, you have to deal with, but you're in a better position to deal with it now because of the Q96. Is that right, John?
Well, yes. I mean, we can't really go into a military installation. They don't like it when you come in and introduce something that hasn't been approved by the psychiatrist, psychologist, or the, on the medical side. And so what they're doing, because of the system that's been there since forever, probably since Vietnam, Korean War, is they would rather just simply get the soldier, the truth, into some kind of a different frame of mind through mind-altering drugs. Mm-hmm. And they seem to think that is the way to go. So that's what they start them on immediately. And even some of these young people have, severe problems. But one of their answers for physical problems, some severe physical problems like back and neck, is put them on painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going, and getting some natural, some adjustments and working through some of those muscle and tissue issues. So oftentimes they just put them on painkillers to numb them, and oftentimes they're just kicked out the door. Because
yeah.
they're unqualified, no longer qualified to wear the uniform because they have all these medical issues that they received while they served.
Yeah, it's wrong.
And
it's
so,
very wrong. It definitely is. You know, once a soldier, you're always a soldier, whether the uniform is on or not. And if you've come back with those battle scars, then you should be, honored. And, it doesn't mean that they rest on those laurels, but, those scars are with them in some way for life. And we have got to stop, as I say, treating people as disposable. So you're working, both of you, with getting this Q96. And I understand that, trying to insert this something that, as you said, has been proven. It's had so many tests, subjects run on it. I know it's proven in court. I know it's proven in science. I know it's proven in testimony. And I know that there are psychiatrists out there right now that are embracing it and looking upon it as an answer. But of course, getting this one thing you have to understand, if you get this into the psychiatry world, they look upon it as a threat. But they look upon it that way. Instead of thinking, okay, now this brain is being quietened and being nutritionalized, we can now work with the mind and work through the problems because that balance is there. They've actually got, a person now that they can actually work with the psychological issues because that person's in a better equilibrium. But I know from my own, from my own experience with doctors, they look upon any form of nutritional as being competition. Why, I don't know, but, they don't have knowledge of nutrition, so they look upon it.
Well, I think in the military side, I can answer part of it, at least in the VA side, the veteran side too, is, nobody wants to lose their jobs.
Right.
And so if we can keep more people, taking strong medication, it keeps the system going, and if somebody on the staff or doctor were to try to introduce something new, it would be like moving heaven and earth because the system doesn't allow another point of view or another or another opportunity, and that's what's so sad. And so when you have needs in the military, you have this system that is so foreign. And then when you're in combat, these things would be wonderful in combat, too, because in combat, they really go through the pills and the medications and shots. And you come back with something hurting, they'll shoot you right away or give you a pill. They try to just to keep you going and keep you coping enough to keep going. And so I'm sure, I really believe that the average person, such as yourself and those who are listening to this timely program, can be a real asset and help just by enjoying these products themselves, seeing how they works on the my whole family is now using this product, my immediate family, and to see the benefits for themselves. I mean, even down here in Seattle area, just driving on the freeway. If you have stress from work and you get in your car and you're driving home, there's stress level. Go, you're in combat.
Yes.
You're just fighting for your life sometimes just to get home from work.
Yeah, exactly. And have you been to the grocery stores lately?
it's
but, you know, I mean, you know, it's...
Everywhere.
Never mind combat.
You know, exactly. And, you know, never mind the stress. Never mind, you know, the combat and all of that. I mean, let's really, truly look at it. We're all getting older, and hopefully we're going to reach a real, ripe, good old age. The saddest thing is to see somebody who's done such great work suddenly get Alzheimer's or dementia. And they have no idea of what contribution they've given to the world, or they don't know their family anymore. What do we work for? We work so we can sit back and we can look at our children and our grandchildren and look at the achievements we've had in our lives and the impacts that we've made on our communities. And if we lose that, then it feels like, you know, what was our life lived for? You know, this is a wonderful preventative to that happening, but it's also something just great in keeping your memory sharp and alive as we get older. You know, if you may not have an issue, but you want to prevent an issue as well. So nutrition isn't just for something for when you're so-called broken. Your nutrition is there as we eat every day. We have to put substance in our body every day. So why aren't we putting nutrition in our body every day? Prevention is
better.
Well,
you know, one of the questions people ask me that I find very interesting is that they say to me, well, is this something that I'm going to have to use every day?
Yeah.
And my question back to them is, why do you eat?
Yeah.
You eat because you need nutrition. If the nutrition isn't in the soil, if the minerals aren't in the soil,
yeah,
it can't be in the plant. And if it's not in the plant, how do you perceive that you're going to get the proper nutrition in order for your body to function well without giving yourself a supplement? And so people need to look at this product as something that just basic nutrition and good health comes from that.
Yeah.
It just so happens that this very simple formula is creating miracles in people's bodies, because you know what? Give your body the right nutrition and it can heal itself. We're not talking about curing anything. This is just simply about
enabling
your,
yeah,
right nutrition.
Yeah. And you know, we have to look at it. We're not getting fed properly because of all the GMOs. I mean, that's another subject, but the GMOs, and really when you look at it, who are the biggest issue and the biggest problems today? GMO foods and pharmaceuticals. And they seem to be hand in hand. It's either give you foods that are all synthetic and have absolutely no nutritional value, and then as the body breaks down and the mind breaks down because you're not getting any nutrition, pharmaceuticals steps in and starts giving you a drug for it. And we've got to get out of this cycle because it's killing us, literally. And we have to start looking at, if we want this vehicle, our bodies, our minds, our soul, that's the only body we have to the end of our days, and if we want it to be functioning at its absolute highest performance, we've got to give it the substance that it needs, the nutrition that it needs. And people may take vitamin C or this or that to help their body, great, but you've got to feed that brain and that mind, because without that, what's the rest of the body?
Well, it starts with the brain.
Yeah.
And if your brain, and your brain is functioning optimally, it's feeding every cell in your body.
Yeah.
I mean, this, it starts there. And, you know, it's proven. I'm a cancer survivor. I mean, I understand having a positive attitude makes all the difference in the world, whether you heal or you don't heal. And I'm living proof that, you know, taking that positive attitude and doing what I could to take the proper nutrition in my body, you know, I'm 13 years clean of cancer and am probably healthier now than I've ever,
yeah,
been in my entire life. So your body can regenerate, and you can do it if you give it the proper nutrition. And you know, one of the things that is so exciting in working with John, like I said, he is introducing this to some of his fellow veterans, and some even that are currently active duty, that are, you know, cautiously saying, okay, I guess I'll give it a try. And one of those people, Sarah, if you'd like, I'd like to read a quick testimony
Please do.
He sent to me here just a couple of weeks ago. And he'd been on the product for, he'd been on Q96 for 2 months. And quite frankly, when he first started on it, I went, oh my goodness, this poor guy is really a mess. I'm hoping that we can make a difference, because you know, there's just some people that you meet and you think, oh my gosh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know if this is gonna, you know, be enough to help. But this is what he had to say. He said, I'm a veteran that has sustained mental injuries from mental trauma I received while deployed. I am in the medical board process right now. It was highly frustrating because my symptoms affected my concentration. I've not been able to watch a movie without falling asleep because I couldn't concentrate that long. And I found I had difficulty often concentrating even for a 30-minute show. I also had issues with extreme emotion that affected everyday life and my relationships. My wife described me as the Tasmanian devil. I would attack every activity in life and was not ever able to stop talking. If I did, I would lose my concentration and forget what I was doing. I had to take on every task with fervor, or I would not be able to get anything done. My short-term memory was not functioning well, and neither my emotions. If I was sad, I was down in the dump sad. If I was angry, I was enraged. I fought either suicidal or homicidal ideation constantly. And the craziness was the military was pushing me to start another career. I started classes knowing that I was going to fail. I could not fathom how I would be able to pass a class when I could not read for more than 10 minutes without falling asleep. I started taking Q96 the week I started taking two college classes. The first week I struggled, but with the help of Q96, I was able to start to concentrate. I finished the two classes with a 93% and an 81%.
Wow.
I have hope in my abilities again as I continue to heal.
Excellent.
Steadily, my emotions became less and less raw. Homicidal and suicidal ideations that happened daily, then to weekly, where now maybe monthly, and I'm starting to be able to have friends and repair. And my wife enjoys being with me again. I do not know where I would be without Q96. You know,
yeah,
this just gives me chills all over.
Yeah.
Because
it's given somebody's life back.
Why are you doing this, Kathy?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because I've joined a club that's called Welcome to the Thank You for Saving My Life Club. I mean, this is powerful, powerful testimonies over.
You know, Kathy, I'm familiar with this testimony you have, and if I could pull something in there with what you're saying there, just to piggyback. This gentleman that you were referring to, which we both know well, it's interesting. He has a bachelor's degree and has a master's degree, and he got to the place he couldn't hardly study or read anymore. That shows you how bad it got for him until he started taking the cue and had enough confidence to try to take some more courses. He's been very well educated before as an officer, but I just think that's a neat thing to see him trying to get back in it again after being down for so long.
I mean, a lot of the time the problem is that, you know, because people are so caught up in this despair, in this depression, and, you know, believe me, I know it. I mean, you know, if I didn't have three children and a dog, you know, that depended on me or that, you know, loved me, that I would never do it to them, it would be bus take me. And there is no, as I said, I'm a very positive and spiritual person, and it's like, and completely and utterly believe in life and all the possibilities and opportunities that we can have in life. But when I got into that despair, there was no rhyme or reason. There was no hope. There was no opportunities. There was nothing. And it was completely against you know, my whole heart and soul and everything I believed in. It was something that took over. The chemistry took over. And I always knew it was a chemical imbalance. And when I got onto this Q96, within 4 days, I was seeing a difference. I went home to say goodbye to my 94-year-old mother. I have a brother and sister there that were in completely discord. In the few days I was there, I brought peace and equilibrium to everybody purely because I became that peace and equilibrium. And, you know, it's so radical how it can change our lives. And it's a simple nutrient. Very easy. I only take 2 a day. That's all I need for my balance, just 2 a day.
You know, everybody is different and
Work out what you need, yes.
Yes, is different. And so, like yourself, it can be as simple as 2. Some people take 8 or
some
10 a day.
Yeah.
It depends upon the level of the deficiency. And, you know, this deficiency doesn't just start with you. What people need to understand is that back in the 1920s, if you ate a carrot, then, in order to get the same nutrition from that carrot today, you'd have to eat 25
exactly.
carrots.
Exactly.
And so when you've got this generational transition, each generation, and if you're continuing on the depletion level as far as our nutrients are concerned and the robbing of our soil,
yeah,
this is passed on from generation to generation, and all you have to do is look at the correlation of the dropping of the proper nutrition and the increase in mental disorder. It's absolutely mind-boggling to see what is happening. All you got to do is look at the diet today.
Oh yes,
that people are.
I mean, John, you wonder why we're in such disarray. Absolutely, you know, we're doing this to ourselves. And John, you were saying when you came back, you had diabetes, and none of this is in your family. And, you know, that diabetes is caused by so many things. You know, the foods, the imbalance of the sugars, the stress level. And we're seeing diabetes so much on the incline today. And that's greatly huge to diet and stress, which goes combination. I want to hit on something else, too, which I think people don't. I don't know if you come across this a lot with a lot of our soldiers that return. Fibromyalgia is on the increase. And it used to be 16, 20 years ago. I was diagnosed 18 years ago with it. And it was at that time they had no idea really what it was or understood what it is. And basically fibromyalgia, they used to think it was an arthritis thing. It's actually a neurological nerve thing where it sets every nerve in your body into screaming pitch. And then it causes your body to kind of stiffen up and tighten up, and then there's things like IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, myofascial pain, all of those things that come about because of it. I have been, since I've been taking these things, my fibromyalgia, the volume of it has come down so considerably because all those nerve endings that are underneath the skin, that if you touch my arm, I used to think that you could slice my arm open. It was so tender and so sore. I haven't got any of that now. It's not just for the brain. It's not just for the mind. It works all the way through those nerve endings right through the body. So people who have things like these so-called new diseases like fibromyalgia and all of these other things that are propping up that people have, you know, suddenly made a name for, a lot of that is coming from that. I've quietened the brain. I've quietened the mind. So the rest of the body is following.
Well, you know, we're finding just amazing results with the studies that they're doing. I mean, when you talk about traumatic brain injury, which our soldiers, obviously, a lot of them suffer from, you know, I kind of relate that almost to what we're seeing with the people who have strokes, which is starts with the brain, obviously. There's some real issues, and they can't walk, they can't talk, they regress back to childhood, etc. And you know what? We're finding that they get on the Q96 and a lot of these functionings are restored. And it's the same way with the traumatic brain injury. I'm not saying that it's 100%, but a lot of these issues become restored. And in fact, right now, Q Sciences is actually working with some of the people in the NFL right now because of the traumatic brain injuries that all of these players are having. Same exact thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're going into early dementia, Alzheimer's. They're having just horrific issues with their memory. Well, you can't have concussions one after the other.
Yes.
After the other without it affecting your brain. But people are getting relief. So why is science continuing, Sarah, to study this? Because it's working.
Exactly. And you know, the thing is, it comes down to, we know that public demand, we know in many, many ways the public educate the doctors. You know, they finally wake up to go, oh, okay, all right, there's enough people on it with enough testimony. I guess I have to pay attention to this now. And, you know, I better climb on this bandwagon or I'm going to be a dinosaur and be left behind. And so we have to bring this awareness to this. You know, it's an inexpensive nutrient that literally can change your life. It can give you a quality of life back to you. It doesn't just serve, you know, the brain and the mind. It affects the entire body. We have how much autism today, how much ADD, OCD and everything. And I know it's not maybe going to take away the OCD, because a lot of that is the way the brain is, you know, mechanically put together. But the stress factors that come about because of this, and a lot of that is because people don't know how to deal with it.
Well, you know, actually, the autism is something that is just fascinating to me because of the results that we're seeing with autistic children. Does it make them 100%? No. But what it does do is that it actually is making them way less self-injurious. It is, they are engaging back into and trying to communicate where they've never spoken before. Mm-hmm. I have a little girl in New Zealand whose grandpa was there for the first time and actually saw her, and she was trying to speak. And then she developed where she wanted to sing. She was actually had her own little version of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And now we've got a video of her reading out loud.
Right.
And the doctor said she would never speak.
Right.
And
never say never.
All that was changed was she was given Q96.
You're right.
That's the only thing that had changed.
Yeah. I actually have a friend on it at the present moment that is a diabetic. And, I mean, this, you know, this woman, courage of her own, 54 years in a marriage that she hated. But it was old school. She's 73. And it was, you know, you married, you made your bed, you lie in it. And she was miserable for the whole 54 years. And, you know, through some coaching and encouragement, she always said, I'm going to leave him. And then finally she did. And she's nearly a year away now. She'd said to me today that somebody pulled over the car and just shouted out to her, you're beautiful. She's radiating a positivity and a vibrancy now, and you know, because she's taken her life back. But she is on this product at the present moment, and instead of looking at everything as half full or half empty, what I'd like to, she's now looking at, what can I do? What are my possibilities? Let's go and do this. It's just literally, it's also brought her sugars down. At first, the first week, her sugars were a little bit up and down. Now it's got into her equilibrium because she's sleeping better. So her body's repairing better. She's more optimistic. She's more physical. It's changed her entire psyche.
Yes. And I've seen it over and over and over again. I mean, for so many things. So for the listeners out there that you're listening to us and you're thinking, this, how could this possibly be? All I can say is, you need to try it for yourself. That's all I can say, is that it does make an enormous difference. I had no mental issues. I just simply had fatigue. I just wasn't the best I could be.
Mm-hmm.
And now I laugh because I say, this is my new normal. You know, I'm up at 5:30 in the morning. I'm going all day long. I'm gardening. I'm working. I'm involved. I'm engaged in life. And, you know, to know that you're doing the right thing for the right reason is the best reason in the world to live.
Giving somebody a sense of hope. You know, what do we want when we're in trouble? We want to know there's somebody out there that A, cares, and B, that has an answer. And you know, why also as a human society are we looking to complicate things so much? We've placed far too much responsibility on doctors, on pharmaceutical, on government, on other people to make decisions for ourselves. We need to take back that ownership and make those decisions.
I think we have to remember, too, that so many doctors are self-medicating themselves today.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I have counseled in my line of work a number of staff through the years, professional staff, or self-medicating and sharing, you know, stories with me about staff members. And the truth of it is, this Q Science product is the only thing that I have seen that when a person takes a bottle of it, and it's really literally by faith, because it's word of mouth, and they start taking the proper doses and they get a little bit of guidance as they get into it. It's the only product I've seen my whole life of over 60 years on planet Earth that everyone who uses it and takes it properly has extreme successes.
Yes.
Yep. I gave it to my realtor a few weeks ago. He's already on all these other products. He took these products, and I didn't realize his wife is having some challenges, and now they're doing great. It's like, I don't care if it's military with TBI fighting traffic on the freeways going home in the evening, whether it's issues within the family, whether it's multiple complicated marital issues, whether it's children, grandchildren struggling, whether it's your neighbor who has needs, you have something you can get to them and help them with and say, hey, give this a try. It's worked for everybody I know who uses it. And you don't have to go to a doctor and get a prescription to use this. And it's natural, and you'll feel better, and hope will come back, and you'll be living in Happyville again, and life will get better for you. It's the only product out there like that.
And also, you think about it, things that are a big issue to you right now because you can't cope with them just simply don't become an issue afterwards because, hell, that's okay. If I can't do this, I can do that. You don't make an issue out of something because you're not feeling overwhelmed.
Well, that's part of the problem with the military. Getting back to the military side, there's so many guys who are used to really scoring big in their life and accomplishing tremendous things. And now they're just struggling, and you know, I tried to let them know there is blue sky. It will get better, but you're going to have to trust somebody. And if they will trust us and use this product, it works so well. And I have seen on the military side, everyone who uses this product has a success story to share with us.
Yeah. Now let's
and
talk.
Can't beat that.
No, you can't. So, you know, what you do have now, of course, and this is something that we're, you know, I don't know what you're doing here, but what I would love to see there is there's a stack of people out there that, you know, are very grateful to the soldiers that have gone out there and fought for them. So, you know, how about a fund that, you know, where they can actually invest some of that gratitude in the way of funding that can actually get these nutrients out to those soldiers that just simply can't afford it. As you said, they've come back, they've got no job, they have no benefits now because they're not a soldier anymore. Many of them are on the street. You know, we need to get this in them first and foremost so that they are able then to receive whatever they need to get back into a productive life full of meaning, purpose, and dignity. Do you have a fund going on at the present moment that allows the nation to support those soldiers?
Yes, we do.
Excellent.
We actually, through Q Sciences, we actually have a 501c3. It's a foundation, basically, and all the money that is donated actually goes to into that fund, and we actually now have bottles of the Q96 that have camo wrapping. So, you know, the actual labels are a camo, and we've got this going out to those people who can't afford it, and it gets them on their way.
Yes.
Gets them back on their feet. And then when they can start affording, you know, to purchase it themselves, then they go out and they start sharing it.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, I always believe, and I've always believed this since a child, one person can make a difference. It just takes one person to make the move and say, well, it seems impossible, but we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And that's my attitude. I'm going to do this. John is going to do this. We're partnered. We're going to do this.
Can you let people know how they can support this fund? You know, can you give that URL, how people can do it?
Yes, actually, they can contact me. They can actually go to my website. I think probably the best way would be just to email me, and that would be, my email address would be KG, and that's 70940 at AOL.com.
And what is your website in case people want to be anonymous and, you know, not email you, but want to be able to do it directly?
You can go to Q96. foodforthought.com. That's Q96, foodforthought.com.
Excellent. And I encourage people to do that. You know, like, you know, you always say, well, what can I do? I'm only one person. Well, we can do so much. You know, we can do it through good vibrations, good thoughts, and goodwill. And we can certainly do it by, you know, putting our hands in our pocket and just, a $60 a bottle can actually literally give somebody's life back, because that one bottle, it's not like they have to wait. Normally it takes 3 months for the your body's cellular structure to change. But with this, you don't have to wait the 3 months to see the change. You'll see the changes start happening in a week.
People have been wanting to, so many people have been wanting to help, and they don't know what to do, and they really do care, and they have big hearts, And this gives people an opportunity to do something, because, I mean, when you think about the cost on society, when someone comes back from war and, it's like soldiers have told me, it's so hard to have dinner with a soldier, and then an hour later you're picking that soldier up with garbage bags.
Yeah.
It's so hard to just get away from that, and those kind of extreme illustrations I've just shared with you. So people want to help, this is a way they can do it, because the cost of society, of suicides, the broken families,
yes,
the ruined lives, to buy a $50 bottle compared to the thousands and tens of thousands of dollars it saves, even the taxpayer, it's a great investment, not only immediately, because the soldier, the person will see immediate results, but long term it has tremendous benefits for society and for the offspring and the children coming through that family, and so it's a great investment.
Right. And
it also crosses borders too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're in America, but we have lots of people that we're helping in Canada, a tremendous amount. And I think also, the more I think about it, Sarah, I think probably the best way for people to donate would be to call and let us know what they'd like to do, and we can kind of direct them as to maybe what would be the best thing to do. So why don't I give you my phone number out, and people can contact me.
Okay, do that.
It's 425-750-2217. Again, that is 425-750-2217. And we'll make sure that the money that they'd like to donate gets put in the right place.
And as you are in America, if somebody actually wants to support Canadian soldiers, would that go to them?
You just need to let us know, and
excellent,
we will try and make sure that we get them to the Canadian,
to wherever it needs to go. That's great.
Yes.
And it's when you look at it, folks, it's a few dollars. It might be two or three lattes for you, but what you're giving somebody is a sense of hope. You know, like a mind that has been shattered will take time to be repaired. But you can't help someone. You can't sit down with someone and start repairing something when they are chemically imbalanced due to that lack of nutrition. Because it doesn't work. You need to get that equilibrium there. You need to get them to a point where it's like, I am now ready to start asking the questions and hearing the answers. They can't do that when they're in despair. You can't help somebody when they've got a gun to their head. That is not the time for counseling. You need to get these pills in them so that they can get that sense of, I am worth, my life is worth living for. And I need the help in order to know how. And we can't help them if they're in that dark place. This literally sheds the light on their lives and gives them hope that, yes, I can pursue a future.
Well, you know, one other thing that I did, you know, in following along these lines, you know, recently in Washington State, we had a terrible mudslide in Oso, Washington, where
yes, I remember that. It was dreadful.
It was only 5 miles from my son's house.
Wow.
And he was one of the loggers that was the first one on the site, and he spent 30 days pulling dead bodies out of the mud.
Mm.
And, you know, these were friends, people he knew. And I knew that community was in big trouble. So I picked up the telephone, and I called our CEO, and I said, okay, guys, I need a favor. I don't want you to donate money. I want you to give me $296. And it just so happened that the sheriff for Oso and Darrington happened to be a friend of mine who has been on $296 for a year. It saved his job because he was suffering from PTSD, and he was 100% whole. And I called him and I said, Mike, we've got to get Q96 to the first responders, for the people that are out there that are working on the lines. And so the company sent me cases, and he opened the door by talking to the fire department up there. And I went up and was able to get cases of Q96. And I got to tell you what, it made a big difference.
Yeah.
And this was something that happened in Christchurch, New Zealand, when they had the 7.3 earthquake. This is where one of the clinical studies came from for PTSD, was because when that hit, they were testing people right then. They had a study going, and they just did an ongoing study then of PTSD and how this worked. And it made an enormous difference in the coping, the calmness in these people's lives, and it affected them for a year. I mean, they showed results for a year. So what we have our hands on, when we talk about military, we talk about these horrible things that happen. The mind, you know, can't distinguish between reality and, you know, something that maybe you're watching on TV. It all reacts in the same way. So when you've got these kinds of things that happen, you've got that fight or flight response. And if it's bad enough, it can really damage the brain.
I mean, you know, we're talking about people that, you know, that are broken, that commit suicide. But, of course, we have a very high violence level from soldiers coming back because they haven't kind of, you know, switched programs yet. You know, they're still in combat mind. And this is something that will help them turn that volume down, you know, and be able to realize you're back home now. It's safe now. My dad was in the Second World War. He was a squadron leader. Out of his squadron, there was only two of them left at the end of the war. One sat down one day and said, I'm tired, and died. And my dad died at the age of 46. And it was due to this, you know, you come home, it's the stiff upper lip, you fought for your country, but now don't talk about it. And that's something we have to stop as well in order to help our soldiers. But once we've got the Q96 in them, we now should be able to listen to their stories, and they can actually speak to them and allow that emotion to be spent and truly hear them, but it's not going to be so despairing on them. They are able to cope with it. It isn't something that's band-aiding. It isn't hiding anything. It's giving them the ability to really download everything and look at it as it was and embrace what is now.
John, one of the things that I'd like you to maybe talk about is how important it is for us to start talking about this and sharing it.
Well, you know, it's like a good restaurant. You've had a good meal. You pretty much, are willing to talk about it. Or you've had a good church service, and you were blessed because you were there, or you've experienced a fantastic vacation somewhere on a mountaintop or on a river or a place of seclusion. You know, this product is such of importance that it's too good to keep quiet. I really believe that we need to continually find ways to get this in front of people, because there's really no alternative, no other way for people to turn to. Some of the other mind-altering drugs that are out there, it seems like they're coming up with new ones, and then the side effects, if the pill doesn't change, the side effects may.
Yeah.
Or make you sick.
Exactly.
But there's really no side effects with the Q science. And so it's
actually, it's happiness. So, it's happiness. It's a sense of joy and wanting to live. That's the side effect.
There's no sad effects or negative effects that we can see with people who use this product, at least with the ones that I've introduced this to, because they have been 100%, satisfied with the results. And looking forward to getting the next bottle so they can even do better and get more euphoric feelings or whatever, happy feelings, if you will, get out of their state of mind that's been, it's been bugging them for so long or dragging them down. So I think, Kathy, you've got it right. We need to talk it up. Programs like this help. I think testimonials are obviously a great way to reach folks, because it's one thing if you're doing well, it's another thing if me and my family's doing well.
Yeah, exactly.
and so when it gets folks to home, those of us who use the product should share product and keep talking about it, because it's one of the best kept secrets out there.
You know, one of the things that came to my attention recently, I was talking with a lady in Salt Lake City, and, she was starting to share a little bit about, with me, her life and what her life has been like. You know, we talk about how it affects us, because obviously that's where we can talk from wisdom from, and how important it is. We've shared about military people. But, there is a subgroup of people out there that are enormously affected by mood disorders, mm-hmm. and literally cannot function. And this woman, literally 18 years, she had fibromyalgia, mm-hmm. but she also was a recluse. She was a prisoner in her own home. Her anxiety was so bad that she couldn't go outside. And when she did, she would come home and she would literally crash for 3-4 days, just go to bed. She could not cope. And she wrote this. She said, "I feel better than I've felt ever in my life. I have battled lifelong anxiety and depression, chronic pain, and fatigue with fibromyalgia for the last 18 years. My self-esteem has suffered as well. Being unable to keep up with the day-to-day tasks for years and years, years of counseling and meds have kept me here, but have never given me the okayness I began to experience with the first week of taking Q96.
Yep.
She was so bad, she even had electrical shock therapy. And this is what, she couldn't leave her house. I met her at a convention with 350 people. And I was doing a hallelujah dance. because I was just thinking, my gosh, this woman has been locked in her house for all these years and not being able to function. And here she is, 10 months later from being on Q96, and she's at a convention and functioning, highly functioning.
Yep.
These are the miracles.
And you know, I mean, I completely relate to her because I know when I get into my anxiety and my depression, I just want to retreat. I don't want to do anything or speak to anyone. Just want to sleep. I have to force myself out there to make sure it doesn't get hold of me. But it was getting harder and harder to do that because the despair was just getting so controlling. And you know, I've only been on this product 2.5 months, and you know, as I said, the turnaround has been absolutely incredible. It doesn't mean my stresses aren't there, or you know, issues aren't there, but you know, I look at them and just go, okay, it's a challenge, it's an obstacle, I can cope with this, and I can step back, look at it, and then come up with a solution. Before, I wouldn't have been able to do that. And as I said, with the fibromyalgia, what a difference it's made with that.
The cross section of people that I've been able to work with, and I know that John is being able to work with, everybody's at a different place.
Yeah.
Let's talk just for a moment about our young people.
Yes, I wanted to talk about teens.
I was introduced to a 17-year-old girl who had tried to commit suicide 2 times, and I didn't know this, but her mother had called me the day she had gotten out of the psych ward. And the doctors had told her, if you don't get on prescription drugs, you will be dead in 3 months. Well, I'm happy to say that in 3 months, she was crowned homecoming queen.
Excellent.
And
yeah.
She just graduated at the top of her class and was the class speaker, valedictorian. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is a precious life.
And, you know, we have so much teen suicide, and it is chemical imbalance. The whole hormonal chemistry that's going on there plays havoc with their mind and with their brain. And if you haven't got that equilibrium going there with that right nutrient in the brain, it does take them over. I have so many friends who have lost their children that way. And it was out of the blue, you know, just out of the blue where it suddenly they're dead. And, you know, our teenagers are going through their own battle in many, many ways. The amount of pressure that we put on them today to be everything, and there's so much pressure that's bombarding at them all the time. I think in a lot of ways, and maybe Colonel John, you could speak to this in a sense, you know, a soldier is out there on the battlefield with everything coming at them. If we look at our teenagers today with all the social media, the pressures to get A's, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? What's your career? You've got to excel in sports. You've got to be the most popular person in school. We put so much unnecessary pressure on them that I can imagine that it could be quite equal to a soldier's pressure to excel.
It is, because that's really good the way you're putting that, because in the military world, everything is competitive.
Yeah.
You have to compete. Every morning you start out 5 days a week running to try to beat your guy running next to you, and then you have these tests you have to take frequently. And then you have to take the inside the building test, and you got 5 openings. You got 15 people trying for that one position. Same is true with our young people, because young people have lots of stress. Many of the hallways in our schools today are light war zones, if you will, between the knives and the pressure to dress a certain way and be a certain way and color your hair a certain way And there's the little, you know, the gangs and the ones that has a strong personalities, and you've got the young people coming into the first years of school that have their initiations and have to go through certain rituals to be accepted or not be put down or belittled and so yes, there's more pressure. I think the schools of today, and I'm sure it's a sad tale when children can go to school each day, and I see kids go to school and they're somewhat depressed going to school. School should be a happy place, a safe place.
Yeah.
It's not that way anymore.
No, it isn't. Yeah, so, you know, we can certainly help our kids, most certainly. I mean, this is something that even children can take this, right, Kathy?
Oh, absolutely. That's the beauty of this, yeah. Is that the, you know, as young as a year old, I mean, it's pretty amazing. And also, one of the things that it has been used for is that a lot of women who are actually pregnant using this as their nutritional product,
right.
As they, you know,
yes,
as they go along in their pregnancy, and the outcomes are no postpartum depression.
Calm and, children, calm babies.
Sound babies with
yeah.
sound minds, and
yeah.
they're calm.
Yes.
And they're not, you know, screaming their heads off, and, you know, it makes a difference.
I've actually got my senior dog on it. She's 12 and a half, and I was noticing that, you know, like the, you could see that little bit of not being quite on the ball. And I thought, well, this is ridiculous. Why am I just taking this? I'm just giving her one a day, just something to kind of help her with her cognitive, you know, memory, and that, you know, she's still with me longer. So, you know, even our pets can go on this.
Well, we actually have a product called Q-Pets.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes, it's called Q-Pets, and it is for aggressive dogs or cats or very nervous animals. We actually have a foundation with the shelters,
Excellent.
A large shelter in Salt Lake City. It's a no-kill shelter, and we donate a certain amount to the shelter and provide them with some of the Q-Pets for the animals that are dropped off there. You know, their lives have been just shattered.
Yes.
So they're, you know, very, very timid and scared, and some very aggressive, and this works amazing.
I mean, I had a host on for a while on the station, and his show was called Calm People Make Calm Pets. And most of the time, an animal's problem is the owner, are the humans that are around it. And they need to have that love and calmness around them. And as you say, bringing them back to that whole equilibrium, they're able to trust again. And again, having those right people around them to show them that love, because animals are a reflection of us. So.
Absolutely. You know, and one other point that I think before we end the program here, our gut is literally called our second brain.
Yep, where the soul is.
And our bad nutrition that we eat and all of the chemicals and everything else, there's a lot of people walking around that have issues with their digestive system. And it's actually, science has proven this, that a high percentage of those people who have mood disorders also have a bad gut.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we've found that is crucial to having a sound mind is to have a sound gut. And how to do that is everyone should be on probiotics.
Yeah.
It is a crucial element in mental health. And I know it sounds really funny, but you know what? Think about it. If you're ingesting food or whatever you're eating and you're not digesting it properly, you're not getting the nutrition. You're not getting what your body needs. And so it just compounds the cycle of poor nutrition, lack of nutrition to the brain. It's just a vicious circle.
Well, we make so much acid in our bodies. And that's why we need the probiotics. It neutralizes those acids in our bodies and allows, as you said, the nutrients to be absorbed. But we create so much acidity, and a lot of that too, never mind the bad food that's put in there, it's the way we eat our food. We really should sit down, eat it slowly, truly chew it, really digest it, and we call it also vibrational eating. The reason why prayers are so said in the gratitude is, whether you believe in prayer or not, be grateful for the food you have, because it literally can change the chemistry of the food.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I do know that this is so important, and you know, there's just It's so frustrating to me is that you never hear this out of the doctor's mouth.
They don't know it, my dear. This nutritional. They don't know it.
No.
They don't. They really do not study nutrition. In the medical practice, and this is still, but what we're looking at now, and the statistics are showing that over 50% of the population now are looking to, what makes me laugh is they call nutrition alternative medicine. Let's stop and think about that. Good nutrition, in the nutrients and all the products that are actually in the Q96, we're here a long before doctors' medicine and pharmaceutical medicine came in. Really, when you're looking at Western medicine, that's the alternative medicine. All these other nutrients and everything, that they've been there for thousands of years.
Well, absolutely. Nutrition, is the key
yeah.
to good health. There is no substitute. You're not born with a deficiency of Prozac.
Yeah. Exactly. And, I love the fact that pregnant women can take this because, again, pregnancy can be really hard on people. A lot of people have got to work all the way through it. And then it's, we're having a baby. Can we afford it? There's all those stresses. And if you become calm through your pregnancy, your baby's going to be calm. And that is essential to everybody's well-being. And you're giving them a chance already at that, of learning, because they learn everything in that first 7 years.
All we're talking about are vitamins.
Yes, exactly.
Minerals and amino acids.
Yes.
That's all we're talking about. We're not talking about any rare herbs or anything else.
No.
We're just talking
nothing
about
conflictory
a very bioavailable
there. Yeah.
Micronutrient. Actually, it's no different than what's on the shelf. The only difference is this gets in.
Yes.
Where the other doesn't.
Yes. Right, the delivery is that it penetrates. In fact, actually, let me give you a quick tip on Centrum. There was a guy that owned a porta potty service, and he actually said that when he cleaned and hosed the porta potties down, he would end up with mountains of Centrum, the multivitamin Centrum, because it didn't dissolve in the body, it just went right through it.
Well, they make them so they're so hard.
Yes.
They're so compressed. There's no way that your body
can dissolve
absorb it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't break down.
Right.
And one of the things about the probiotic, also, we have, ours are called Q-biotic, and our Q-biotic is one of few that are on the shelf, basically, that is certified live. And not only is it certified live, but if you drop it in a glass of water, there's a viscous shell that would form around it, which actually protects it when it hits the stomach acid, so the stomach acid isn't destroying it before it gets into the digestive system. And that is a real issue with most of them that are on the shelf.
Yes.
So, Q Sciences stands, real name is Quintessential Biosciences. And Quintessential is simply the best of the best, and that's what this company stands for, and that's the type of product that they're putting out.
And it works, folks. It's simple. It's so goddamn simple. You don't have to go on a whole regime. I used to be with another company, and I would spend $500 a month getting this nutrition and that nutrition and this nutrition. And yes, they worked, but it cost me $500 a month. Here in Canada, it cost me $60. Right? So it's a no-brainer. And, the whole thing is when you actually do take it, you actually understand how no-brainer it is. So it's such a
minute. What's very interesting is you made a good comment there where you said it cost you $500 to take all these nutrients, and yes, you felt better, but you didn't feel like you do now.
No.
It didn't affect your brain.
Yeah. And this is just simple. It's one-stop shopping. And if with the probiotics or maybe some other little things that you have there, but, we
and
know it works.
And they can go to the website and find it. It's the Q96foodforthought.com.
So can we just, on the conclusion here, just give all of your sites and contact information again, the two of you, please, Kathy?
Yes, absolutely. My phone number is 425 650-2217. If you have any questions whatsoever, I'm more than happy to answer any questions you may have. And our website, you can read all of the information about Q96. We've got 22 different testimonials. All 25 clinical studies are on the website. We have the documentary, Discovery Channel documentary that was done on the development of this product. So everything is there, and that is at Q96foodforthought.com. That's food, F-O-R, thought.com.
And there's also a great video out there at the present moment that actually shows you the media covering and psychiatrists being interviewed. Do you have that URL in front of you at all?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, I think I do. That. So, John, while you give your information, I'm going to just look and see if I have it here right now.
Okay, it's lpettit dot myqxlife.com. And that's a good way to get a hold of me right through the website.
Okay. And the other one that I was talking about, which is a great one, it gives you, you know, a video and it tells you all about it, and Fox News have covered it, and that's called brainhealth.com. And that really a good one there that you sent me, Kathy, and it really gives, you know, testimony and how, you know, psychiatrists are accepting it and how it's changing everything. So
actually, all of that is on my website also.
Excellent.
I have all of those videos, so... the Q96 Food for Thought is the best way to get all of the information.
Excellent. Well, folks, please, you know, be supportive. You know, we're saying that this is going to work for you, and I promise you it will. But also, please, you know, support those returning veterans. You know, let's give them the dignity they deserve in embracing a new life and new possibilities. And, you know, the Q96 is going to be their leg up, and it's going to give them that equilibrium in order to embrace a new opportunity. So please be supportive and donate a bottle, help in any way that you can, because you can make a difference to them now. They made a difference to you. I want to thank you both very much for being with me here today. This is a very, very big topic, and one that needs to be keep speaking about. So thank you very much, Kathy, and thank you very much, Colonel John.
Thank you
very much for having me.
Folks, you can be the answer. Don't sit back and bury your head in the sand. Take this product and see what it does for you, and then you can actually discover what it can do for the people you love and care for and that you're in gratitude for. Until the next time, be kind to yourself.